And if you're a fan of the hot sauce sriracha, you may be disappointed to hear that this week the city council in Irwindale, California, declared the sriracha factory a public nuisance. For months now, residents have been saying the odor from the factory burns their eyes and throats. Frank Shong has been following the story for the LA Times. He's with us now. Frank, welcome.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
Well, what does this public nuisance vote by the city council mean for Hoi Fong Foods, which makes sriracha?
Well, the city has already sued sriracha, Hoi Fong Foods, in Los Angeles Superior Court, and a trial date is set for November. They also decided to add this public nuisance designation as insurance. So what this means essentially is that they will adopt a resolution at a later meeting, and then Hoi Fong will have a certain time period, and then city law authorizes them to go in and make the changes themselves. So not exactly a shutdown, just allowing the city to go in and enter the factory.
So meantime, the factory continues to make the hot sauce.
Yeah, so right now all they're doing is mixing, bottling, and packaging the hot sauce. They're not grinding the peppers. You know, in case anybody's afraid there's going to be a shortage, you know, they store enough sauce base to make sauce for 18 months in the giant warehouse out there.
Tell us a little bit about this factory. Does it employ a lot of people there? Is there an economic reason to keep it going, even if it is causing a public nuisance, as they voted that it is?
Well, they have about 60 full-time employees, but seasonally they can get up to 200 people employed. This is a really big, large new factory. When it was under construction, it was the largest building in LA County under construction. It won several, you know, redevelopment awards. The city was extremely proud of this building. So, yeah, it's definitely something that is important to Irwindale, and I think Irwindale city officials, you know, recognize that.
Well, is there any question about whether it should move outside of Irwindale?
You know, that would be pretty difficult because, you know, sriracha sources its peppers to a farm in Ventura County. They've been working with this guy for years and years and years, you know, having him adjust the spiciness of his peppers. You know, that's not necessarily an operation that could be moved. You have different soils. In addition, David Tran's a pretty old guy, and this factory is sort of the crown jewel in his company. You know, he's proud of it. He helped design many different parts of it. This is a building that he's attached to, I think.
Frank, in your reporting of this, have you experienced the problems of the spices that are coming out of the factory, the odors?
Well, actually, that was the first thing I tried to do. I went to the factory, I walked around, and they took me up to the roof of the factory where you know, they were grinding peppers at the time, and spicy air is just pouring out of this spout up there. And I stuck my head in there, you know, took 4 or 5 deep breaths. You know, it wasn't pleasant. I don't want a cologne like that, but it definitely didn't, you know, cause me to have heartburn or asthma or any of the things that I was talking about. Now, my own, you know, experience of the smell isn't sufficient evidence. You know, people could have asthmatic conditions. People could have different respiratory conditions. You know, the smell affects different people of different ages in different ways.
So what's the next step, Frank?
Well, basically, the city council is going to adopt a resolution. Then Hoi Fong Sriracha will have 90 days to make the changes. Hoi Fong had promised to submit an action plan within 10 days and design the filtration system and have it installed by June 1st. So maybe there's some light at the end of the tunnel.
Frank Shong, reporter with the LA Times, talking with us about the Hoi Fong factory in Irwindale. That's the factory that makes the Sriracha hot sauce. Frank, thanks so much.
No problem.